Electronics presents.
Radio, October 4, 2004. I'm in the studio here with my co-host and roommates, Adam, and we got Shannon to the right of me. Hey, you got Shannon.
What's up?
How's it going, people?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Just chilling. We also have Shannon's girlfriend on the show today. She's going to be sitting here listening to us.
Allison.
Hi.
Yeah, it's been a week. Wow. What do you know? Time flies. It does. And it's really cold out. We're trying to shut the window.
Yeah, I'm just trying to shut it right. Okay.
Alright.
Cold night in the Iowa, people.
Yes, it's very cold here. So, we're going to have a good episode today. Big on self-improvement. It's going to be, learning how to deal with things.
Yeah, we're a lot more relaxed this week. Last week was pretty high tension. Everybody had stuff to do.
Yeah, we were
still cold in the studio. Okay, windows closed all the way now.
Woohoo!
All right.
Yeah. Anybody listening, send us your instant messages at Geek Love Radio. That's our AIM name. And let's see what else we have to talk about. Oh, I have my blog that I started last week. That is going good. I've gotten a lot of hits. Which, that's cool. I think you're starting one too, aren't you?
Yeah, I have, one up right now. It's actually adam.geekloveradio.com. It's not linked to on the main site yet, but I'm going to try to update that thing almost daily.
Yeah.
It's not my official blog. It's kind of one just for Geek Love Radio, so.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to update it daily. Like, I have, this weekend especially, I have soccer games and stuff.
Mine's probably going to stay related to the show. Not so much personal stuff.
Yeah, mine's going to be anything. I don't really care. We should hook you up with a blog. Have you ever had a blog?
No, I haven't.
it's just like a journal sort of. It sounds kind of weird because it's like, that's my journal.
Or it's your online diary.
It's my diary. But it's cool because, people can look and, listen to what you're doing. So enough about blogs because we talked about that last week. I guess we can just jump into emails and stuff like that. This one was more of an instant message. Actually, no. This one was a live conversation I had with somebody because I just thought this was incredible enough that this had to be said online. And, this is from my friend Jen. And she was telling me a story about this one guy. She and this one guy were, she met this guy at a party and they hit it off pretty well. And, I think it was the party was on a Friday night or something like that. And I think they went out on a Sunday. It wasn't very long. Let's just say a couple days. A
couple days.
For hypothetical situations here. So, a couple days later, she was at a bar. And she sees the guy again. But instead of the dude, coming to her, he was sitting at the end of the bar. They were, 10 feet away. And he text messaged her on the phone. He text messaged her on the phone. And, all the girls, and she, is in a sorority and stuff, so all these girls were, trying to invite her, him to come over and sit with them, but he just was too shy. And, at the end, he finally did show up, and, we got some more studio names. But, in the end, he did show up, and, so we were sitting there, and I was talking to her more. She's like, well, he took me home from the bar that night, too. And I'm like, well, so how did that go? And she was like, oh, it went well. And then she started busting out laughing. I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, he tried to give me a high five to end, the night. Yeah, that's right. Instead
high
of,
five.
A hug or a kiss or, anything, he's just like, gives her a high five. We're joined in our studio by Laura. She's, you can talk later. I'll give you a microphone so you can talk. Don't worry. But we're just talking about my friend Jen, and the end of a date, she got a high five from a guy. Yeah, so she kind of was asking me an advice of what she could do I guess, kind of, like, open him up more, maybe, or maybe advice that we could give him, but I don't think he's listening to the show, because, yeah. Basically, I told her, I guess she really doesn't know if he's interested in her that much, because I guess the shyness is kind of getting in the way,
A high five.
No, I've never given a high five at the end of a date.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good idea.
So, it's one of those things, it's just like, hey, okay, now what do you do? She grabbed his hand and, like, gave him a hug. So, it wasn't, like, that awkward. I guess it kind of was awkward. But she grabbed his hand and gave him a hug, so, you know, it was...
Oh, so she corrected it?
Yeah, she corrected him.
Okay.
Needless to say, she's a computer science major and he's a physics major. So, she wanted me to mention that. She's like, yeah, we're both geeky, so it's okay. And, yes, you are geeky, Jen. But, yeah, I gave her this advice, because she talked to him and, like, wanted to do something with him this weekend, but he was going to be out of town. So I told her to just hold off till, like, Tuesday and, like, contact him again and see if he wants to do something over the weekend. That'll give him time to, like, plan something or, like, you know, decide what he wants to do. But that's what I said. It was an awkward story, though. I, like, busted out laughing. High five.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's just so weird that he would do that.
Have you ever given a high five?
No. Well, not to the girl anyways, but, you know, afterwards.
High five.
High five. Wow. Laura, high five. Oh, yeah. Across the room. So, yeah, that was the story. I'll get updates on how that goes, because the guy is definitely a piece of work if he's actually that shy. Because I guess, like, you know, she's, like, kind of likes him, and so she's just going to try to work at it, which will be good, so. I don't think he's listening.
Maybe he should.
But he needs to, and I'm going to get some, like, business cards to him, so.
Business cards. The Geek Club Radio business cards.
Yeah, we're going to work on those. We'll send them out to people. We're going to pass them around. Oh, yeah. Okay, my next email is from Anonymous. They didn't want me to tell their name or whatever. He found out that his girlfriend cheated on him while they were dating still. He didn't know kind of how to react when he found out. Well, he knew. It's not that he didn't know how to react. He just didn't know what to do about it. He was kind of confused because, like, he just found out, like, a year after they broke up, kind of, that she cheated on him while they were dating. Like, I tried to explain, you know, you just gotta forgive and forget, sort of, because, I mean, it happened a year ago and people change. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. If it's his ex and he found out afterwards, it shouldn't really matter, you know? Now that it's all said and done. So, anybody else have an opinion?
Here you go. Laura has something to say.
I was just saying that you can't do anything about it after the fact, so, I mean, just, I guess, forgive the person for what they are and check what they are and, I don't know, just realize that and
just learn the lesson, I guess. Learn something from that.
Yeah, I'm a big believer on, like, if you don't, like, forgive and forget, like, there's this thing in my head, like, if I don't forgive somebody for doing something, like, no matter what it is, I guess, kind of, I mean, there's certain extents, of course, but, like, it's always just gonna lag behind you as, like, extra baggage, unless, I mean, and you don't need that, I mean, so, I mean, worrying about things that happen that you can't change is kind of just a waste of time, I think, and if you want to be friends with her, I think it'd be cool. I mean, nothing's going to happen. Obviously, whatever happened already happened, so. So, that's my advice.
The only thing I could possibly see from that is maybe he would have a decreased level of trust for her now. Just that he was screwed over in the past and didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, they dated for a while.
But
if
it's just friends, you guess you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to put all your trust into them.
Yeah. Trust is always an issue, but yeah. Well, that sucks. It's like a bad way to start a show. Bad stories. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, we need listeners to send us their success stories.
Yeah, send us some success stories too. We don't want to hear like all your bad stories. No, I'm just joking. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a show. So send us your bad stories too. Continue on sending.
Be like, Dear Geek Club Radio, I'm the president of my Dungeons & Dragons club, and I scored last night, so there's hope out there for
exactly.
All.
Chess, it doesn't matter.
It's chess club.
Alright, we're going to talk about, we have Shannon on the show, especially for this topic, because we have scary dad stories. We're going to talk about experiences of, like, that we've had with, like, ex-girlfriend's dads that, like, have freaked us out. Because you know you all have that. Like, if you go to a girl's house and you meet their parents for the first time, it's kind of freaky. And some of the stories that, like, these guys have and, like, that I've gone through are kind of weird. So, Shannon, I'm just going to have you leave this one.
All right. Well, I don't know. As a sophomore in high school, you know, I'd never been in, like, a hostile situation where you go over to the girl's house and you're just like, hi, sir, what's going on? So, you know, I get invited over. And as I enter the door, I look to my right, and there's her dad sitting on the couch, polishing up his shotgun. I'm just like, yeah. So, but, I mean, you know, the mom was cool, and the girlfriend let me downstairs, so it wasn't like, you know, I was going to get shot in the living room before I left, you know. But, I mean, you know, what do you guys think I should have been thinking?
Well,
part of me would have thought that maybe he might have been doing that just for the fear factor.
Yeah.
So you would see that and just know not to mess around.
That's always scary, though, when you walk in and you just see a guy polishing his gun, you're like, oh, crap. I mean, you're like, yeah, maybe it doesn't happen. And I think I'd be more scared if I was, like, in L.A. or, like, you know, Chicago in the suburbs. Where there's not really, you know, you could have the excuse that, hey, it's hunting season or something here. But if you're, like, in the suburbs where there's, like, not, like, too many hunting seasons, or, like, you're in L.A. where there's no hunting season, and, like, you walk in and your girlfriend's dad is shining his shotgun, you're just like, oh, crap. But, yeah. Do you have any good stories?
Nice shotgun, sir.
Nice shotgun. It looks shiny. So, what are you hunting?
No, I don't have any stories I want to share.
Okay, I guess. I have a similar story, kind of. One of my ex-girlfriends, her dad was a fireman. And, well, he was a reserve fireman or whatever. And I walked into the house and he was actually working with his axe. Because he was, like, sharpening his axe. And that kind of freaked you out when, I mean... You know, and the guy's big. He's, like... 6'7", he's like 300 pounds, like all muscle, and he's just sitting there sharpening an axe, and I'm like, oh crap, I'm like, this isn't gonna go good, but it was cool, like, you know, sitting there, I'm like, hi, mister, I'm not gonna say your last name,
good evening, sir.
I'm like, good evening, sir, he's like, oh, don't call me sir, I'm like, he's like, call me Bob, I'm like, alright.
That's a nice axe you have.
That's a mighty nice axe you have. Laura, has your dad ever done anything to people? No. Your dad's not intimidating. I know, I've met your dad. He's cool. How about your dad?
I don't think so, because in California, I'm probably going to arrest
him
for that.
She lives in California, so... Exactly.
There is no hunting season where I live.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so if you guys have scary dad stories, we're going to like talk about more scary dad stories and stuff. Because you know you all have them, because you've all met your girlfriend's dads for the first time sooner or later. And it freaks you out sometimes. They're scary, I'm not going to lie. I hope to be one of those scary dads. If I ever have a daughter, oh man, I am so going to be that scary dad.
Yeah, you can be the jealous.
I know, I'm going to, yeah. No, I'm just going to go all out. I'm going to have like, you know, a bear trap laying next to the door. He's like, what's that for? Boyfriends.
Hockey mask on.
Get the chainsaw. Let me take you out back, son. Let's go have a talk.
Just a second. Let me wipe the blood off my hands before I shake your hand.
Let's go have a talk. Oh, wait. You were telling me about a story about the butcher knife. Here, tell this story.
Somebody give her a mic.
I had a friend who took her boyfriend home to meet her parents, and her dad not tall, but he's quite big and muscular, and he was cutting up a deer. I don't know what you call that, but he was cutting up a deer that he killed. And they walked down there to meet her dad, and he had a bloody butcher knife in his hand, and he was just like staring at him.
Yeah, that would freak me out. I'm like, hey, what's up? Be like, okay, I'm leaving. Sorry.
I don't think we really have much advice you could give for those situations other than just try to play it cool.
No, you just gotta act cool. Because obviously he's not gonna kill you.
Yeah, don't run away scared.
99.9% of the time he's not gonna kill you.
Yeah.
You got the 0.1 chance that he might, but don't worry about it. Just, you know, act cool. Be respectful, because I like that. So, yeah. Alright, that's all we have for now. I'm gonna let you talk about this, because Adam did more show notes. He did show notes this week, and
okay.
He was gonna talk about something.
See where we're at here.
I made them all pretty again.
Self-evaluations part two.
Yes, that's correct.
Who did the first one? The first episode or the second? I don't remember.
I don't know. Second or third.
Okay, well, this week's topic is what can you do to better yourself? And so you need to kind of...
We're going to do appearance today, right?
Yeah, this is more targeted towards appearance because, you know, your appearance and how you feel about that is going to directly influence your confidence. And you need to have a good confidence level before you go out there.
I think so, too. So, like...
Yeah, you don't want to talk... If you're trying to get, like, a girl, you don't want to talk to her like you're not confident about every word you're saying. Like, my name is, Adam.
Well, and there's, like, some simple things you can fix, too. Like, you know, if you have a complexion problem, like stated on the sheet, like...
Yeah.
I mean, you can work on, like, you know, getting face cream and...
Yeah,
like,
try taking a shower more than once a day.
That helps.
Or at least taking one for once.
That helps,
many of the geek listeners may not be doing that yet. If you're not taking a shower at least once a day, stop listening to the show now and hop into the shower.
Yeah.
And
stop listening to the show. Jump in the shower, please. Thank you. No, yeah, but like other things, like if you have like, if you feel self-conscious because of your weight too, I mean, like you can always go run a bit and like buff up or something.
I mean, but it's all up to you whether or not you're confident or, you know, you're happy with your appearance. Because if you're not, it's going to show, so.
Yeah. Laura, what do you have to say about this? You were kind of iffy on it.
Well, if you're not comfortable with your appearance, you're not going to be comfortable with what you're saying and your presence. And when you're talking to a girl, you don't want to come off arrogant by any means, because that's a huge turnoff. But you need to be confident. And if you don't like what you're wearing or your hair or just anything, you're not going to be able to present yourself how you would like to. And the girl's not going to see you for all you are because you can't even come off to her as how you want to.
I like that point.
Yeah, great point.
Great point.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to be self-confident in yourself, then you're always going to try to make yourself be something you're not.
So, look at yourself in the mirror and, you know, decide what you like about yourself. I know it's probably...
Yeah, don't do your hair for, like, 3 hours like people I know.
Yeah, but you should...
Like, seriously, I know guys that do their hair for 3 hours. And they're probably listening to the show right now. And you know who you are. So...
You know, I found that, like, none of them grow my hair. I found I put it... I had more maintenance in my hair when it was short than it is when it was longer. Because now it's long, I'm just like, screw it.
See, that's opposite with me. I had, like, had long hair for, like, a long time, for, like, 4 years, I think, or 3 years. Whenever I went to freshman year in college, I started growing my hair out, and, like, I kept it pretty long, and, like, I decided to cut it, like, short again, and, like, right now it's kind of getting long. This is long for me. Laura thinks it's cute. Thank you, Laura. And, yeah, but I think I've, like, gotten more compliments with the short hair. I think I look older with the short hair, though, so maybe
just
that's it.
Trying not to look like Eminem anymore, so... Throw it out of it.
He does look like Eminem when he has short hair.
Definitely would have that about him.
Yeah, we have pictures where it's like a picture of me with short hair side by side with an Eminem picture, and yeah, the resemblance is kind of there. Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's always good.
But I haven't had long hair like this since back when I had the Kurt Cobain look back in like 7th grade.
Have it parted down
the
side.
Back then it was down like past my ears. It was about to here. parted in the middle, you know?
Before I cut my hair, my bangs in front went down all the way past my lower lip. Like, they were almost down to my chin. That's how long my hair was.
But you can also do things, maybe, that you want to do to improve your appearance. I know a lot of geeks, they need to get updated frames for their glasses. If you're wearing glasses that, you know, that you got 8 years ago, you probably need to get new frames.
Yeah.
You get to the point where the frames you're wearing, they look like, you know, serial killer frames.
Although, I just want to say this. Girls with, like, you know, the geeky thick frames, like the librarian small glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's like...
See, that doesn't do anything.
If I see a girl with those geeky glasses, I'm like, wow.
Because to me, that's just overdone. And it's always the people who are trying to be the intellectual types wearing it, so...
It's okay. She tries.
No, it's not so cool. Yeah, to me, that doesn't do anything for me. I don't like that.
I like it. I always make girls that I know that have them wear them.
But anyway, back to the...
Yeah, okay, back to the... We are veering off so much today.
So yeah, if you have glasses that are old, try to get updated frames. Or, you know, and if you haven't got your prescription updated, or, you know, had your eyes checked, you may find that your eyes are better and you don't need the Coke bottle glasses anymore, so...
Exactly.
And maybe you have some ideas for things to, I don't know, accessories. Maybe you want to get a piercing or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm planning on getting my eyebrow pierced one of these weekends.
Dude, we can talk about that in for our next topic. It's like a good segue.
Really?
Yeah.
Segue!
No, our next segue is, like, we're going to have an October plan for... Hey, you guys, ladies, think about this. You too, Shannon. Think about an October plan that you can work on to self-improve yourself. That's something you want to work on. Like, Adam, you go ahead, because you started this.
Okay, well, for me, I've been hitting the gym every day. I just went to the gym today with Richard, so I'm working on getting my abs back, because lazy summer made the abs disappear. So, hopefully within a month, I'll be able to see them again. And, so that's the main target for October for me.
I think you should also work on getting that piercing if you really want to get it done.
Yeah, I'd say this month I'll go get this eyebrow pierced.
Well, we're going to, like, photo document that.
Yeah, see, I'm such a geek that I photoshopped my eyebrow being pierced so I could see what it looked like before I did it.
He did. He's like, dude, check me out. He's like, do I look cool with one of these? I'm like,
And I sent it to some people and they're like, whoa, you got your eyebrow pierced. So.
Yeah, you geek.
Like, those are just good Photoshop skills.
So is that all you're going to do?
Well, that, and you and me have the goatee experiment going on right now.
We're
going
to grow a goatee. We're going to try. I don't know, we started...
Mine is 3 days old.
Shut up. I had a problem growing hair, facial hair, for like a long time.
I don't have that problem. I shave like 3 times a day, so...
Yeah, okay, I shaved like once in the past week. No, I'm joking. But, yeah, his is going good. Mine's, like, all scruffy and lean.
Except you can't really see mine unless you get close, because mine's coming in blonde, so.
Yeah.
So I don't know what my blonde goatee is going to look like.
This is an experiment. We just want to see what it looks like after a month. And after that.
I've taken one picture and shared it with somebody, and they said maybe I could pass for 19 or 20 now, so.
Good. Yeah, that's another thing. I'm trying to look a bit older, maybe.
Instead of 18, I look like 19 or 20.
That happens, it happens.
Still way below the actual age, but...
That's good.
So that's my plan. Mostly I'm working on the abs, and just the overall workout thing. Just put on some more weight.
Sounds good.
A lot of people work out to lose weight, but I'm doing it to gain. On the high-protein diet, so...
Cool. So, do you guys want to go next, or... Shannon?
Well, I don't know, I'm... going into surgery in December, so I'm trying to buff up a little bit since I'm going to be, like, inactive for 4 months or something. So I'm starting up the workout program again and starting to skateboard, too, which is pretty enjoyable and comical for everybody around me, I guess.
Work on mastering the ollie in 1 month.
Yeah,
definitely.
Work on mastering the ollie. That's cool. Yeah, that surgery's going to suck, but do you have something?
I guess I'll lose weight.
Okay, that's always a good goal.
Yeah.
It's always a good goal. Laura, do you have a goal?
I just like to actually tone up. I always say I'm going to. I don't really want to lose any more weight, but toning up would be nice because, you know.
That's my goal, too.
Sometimes you just need to do that.
Yeah, that's going to be my goal, too.
You'll feel better. You'll have more motivation. So.
I've been hitting
the main important thing is to not give up your goal. Because if you do, it... Yeah, and you actually
start it.
And don't say, I'll start it tomorrow. Start it right now.
Never say tomorrow.
If you're on a diet, if you want to start right now, put down the can of Pepsi and stop eating your pie. Really.
Yeah, no, that would be a good thing. Like, honestly, people don't understand how much, like, sugars and, like, calories are in pop. Like, if you stop drinking pop, you will see, like, a dramatic weight difference and stuff like that. If you drink a lot of pop,
yeah. Yeah, if you're, like, what I used to be, like, where the only liquid you drank during the day was soda of some sort. If you're going to do that, just totally give up caffeine, too. Don't drink coffee or refrain from the chocolate, which is really hard for me because chocolate.
No. My goal this month is to run a lot. No, I want to be able to run around campus once. Like, all of campus.
We ran
That's
a mile
long.
Today.
Yeah, we ran, like, a mile today. And I was doing all right.
Too bad.
I want to tone up. I know. I'm in soccer. I should be able to do this. I'm a goalie, though. Yeah, I got beat up this weekend. But yeah, I think I'm going to tone up with you guys, too, and with you.
Sweet.
Yeah. Go to the gym.
Yeah, I guess that's toning up for me, because I don't really have much body fat.
Especially since we're coming up to, like, December, and, like, you know, things are going to get, like... Okay, we have December, or in November we have Thanksgiving, and major, major fat food, you know?
Definitely.
And then... We wait a bit, you know, and December is all candy and, like, stuff like that. So, I gotta definitely,
work on that. You know, then you're
gonna
drink New Year's Eve, which alcohol isn't good for your diet.
Yeah, alcohol is not good for my diet.
Just consider it a head start for spring break.
Yeah, head start for spring break.
Because then you won't be trying to lose weight in the last 2 weeks before spring break.
Yeah, which does.
Oh, yeah, Girl Scout
cookies. Girl Scout cookies in February.
Those mint chocolate things are awesome.
Mm. So, yeah, I was going to say something with the plan thing. If you find somebody that can do it with you, find somebody that wants to do, like I want to tone up and stuff like that. So, like, he's going to the gym. If you want to go to the gym with us, we're going to go. And so it's always good to have somebody there with you to, like, push you along,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, at least one other person, too.
Yeah. That's cool.
Somebody go pound on Eric's door and get him to come out here. And
all right, yeah.
Cool. He's not listening?
No, Eric, are you listening?
Yeah, no, I don't think he's... It's going to be like about a minute.
Yeah,
delay.
Left, right there. There you go, Laura.
Just kick it.
Tell him to come out.
She knocked.
So, yeah.
He's traveling in his pajamas.
Yeah, this is mainly for Eric, too, because Eric needs some goal.
He needs some motivation in his life.
Oh.
He has what?
He's trying to finish his homework.
That's a goal right there.
This is self improvement on.
Well, if
goals.
if you can achieve your October goal, you can achieve anything.
I'm joking. You can improve scholastically too.
I get a lot better grades when I don't drink caffeine and work out and stuff.
See, so that happens.
It just happens like that.
All right. Well, we can move on then. I guess since Eric's not going to be here, and we have a lot of things
to talk
about.
We'll make him tell us next week.
Yeah, or even at the end of the show. We'll see. This week, top 10 list for this week is last week we talked about top 10 things that you don't want to do on a first date. This week, my top 10 list is 10 things you want to do on a first date, or like things that are expected, or like, you know, that are cool to do. So, number 10 on the top 10 this week is go the extra mile or two. You know, like, when you're picking a girl, like, get her a flower, get her some candy, you know? It's always good to show up at some girl's door and, you know, it'll make her think that you were thinking of her, like, throughout the day.
Doesn't work for everybody, though. I've heard stories of guys showing up with flowers and they're just like, how dare you spend money on me?
No, this is a first date.
Okay, this is the question was, is this when you already have a girlfriend, or...
Yeah, no, this is all first dates.
You have a first date.
Like, going and meeting the girl for the first time, you know. And also, you can be creative. Like, I read, like, if, you know, if she likes a certain kind of color, like, if she likes a purple, like, purple, get her a purple flower, or like, a purple rose, you know. Don't always do roses. Yeah, because roses are cliche. And, or, like, a bouquet of lollipops. That's what I had down, too. If you know she likes candy, get her a bouquet of lollipops.
cookies. They have flowers that they make into cookies that are on, like, sticks, and they're like lollipops, but cookies, and they're flowers.
Or you can give her a ring pop or a candy necklace.
Yeah, something creative.
Just, yeah, I gave you jewelry. That's how it is.
Yeah, yeah, here's a diamond
and
ring.
Maybe
no, I'm joking.
If you're lucky later, maybe you can eat the candy necklace off of her neck.
Oh, that's like number two on this list. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
Or his
oh,
neck,
wow.
Did you
or
just say
neck.
That?
Alright, number nine. Be polite. Don't be pushy. That's always something good to do, especially on a first date, because you don't want to seem like a dick or like an asshole or something to this girl, especially on the first date. I mean, like last week we talked about being mean to waiters.
Yeah.
You know, be polite to the waiters.
Yeah, what's that commercial that's on TV where it shows this couple at like a state fair and this guy's like the worst date ever and he like wins the.
Oh yeah, he's prize. Like sitting there and like he wins a prize and he oh
and
no
he's
they
like,
show up and they're like it's $40. He looks over to the girl and he's like that would be $20 and then he's like he like wins a prize for throwing like baseballs and then he's like yes and he like keeps the bear to himself and stuff. I think,
yeah. Yeah, it's like need date insurance.
Yeah.
All, like, progressive, I think.
Or Geico, I don't know. One of those.
But yeah, don't act like that guy.
That would suck. But, like, even being polite, open doors for her. Like.
Don't just open doors on the first date. You need to keep that up. Because then it's just like, yeah, you're trying to get them, but, you know, then you just.
I do it all the time,
even
just for complete strangers, but...
I do, too.
I found
me, too.
I actually found out from talking to other people that that's not customary, like, all around the United States or all around the world. There's people who are just like, oh, my God, someone held the door open for me.
Yeah, I'm big on the chivalry thing, so I always open doors for, like,
but I don't think
whoever.
Anybody's going to not like it, so...
Yeah. And obviously, like...
I guess one time, there was this elderly woman I held the door open for, and she's like, I can get it myself.
Yeah, I've had one or two of the... I've even had a date where the girl was like, what, do you think I'm not strong enough to, like, open the door? I'm like, chill, yeah. I'm like, wow, alright. It's alright. It was one of the blind dates. It was a blind date where I got hooked up, and she, like, ate a whole steak, like, man, like, chowed it down. Did I talk about that last week?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, manners was, like, on things not to do. That could be under being polite, though. Like, having good manners, you know? Don't chew with your mouth open. That's a good one. All right, number eight. Be complimentary.
But not gay.
Not. Like, you're good at that.
But don't go over the top with the compliments. Like, make them real.
Exactly. But if a girl, like, you know, took the time to dress, you know, herself and, like, look nice, compliment. Be like, hey, you look nice tonight or something like that. Don't be
but
like,
not,
oh, my
don't
God, I love your...
everything also.
Exactly. Because, like she says... You can
be genuine. That's all anyone wants.
Yeah. Like, if something catches your attention, like the way she smells or, like, you know, her hairstyle, mention it. Just don't.
Don't
try to say everything, though.
Yeah, don't go over the top with the description. You're like, you smell as pretty as a springtime rose.
Yeah, don't be the poet.
covered in dew.
Especially not first date.
Covered in blue.
It's like you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to be...
Work with it, yeah?
Blue dew.
Blue dew. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, if she put the time and effort into making herself look good, you know, compliment her. It'll make her feel good, too. Especially on a first date. You don't want to, you know, come out. If it's like 30 dates later and she's like not feeling it, then you don't have to
first date.
Good movie. Okay. Number seven. Be curious about her. I think that's a good one. Like, especially
be inquisitive.
Yeah, especially on a first
date.
That's
how you learn things about people.
Yeah. But don't turn it into an interview either. Don't, like, sit there and, like, ask her 30 questions.
Ask meaningful questions, not just random everyday questions. Like, make it like you're actually trying to learn and put some time into her.
Yeah, but don't ask, like, stupid questions.
Yeah.
So
what's your dog's name?
What time do you go to bed?
Yeah, I guess, you know, bedtime might be a factor if you got to get her home by a certain time.
Yeah, I guess. Well... what time do you need to be home? I guess would be better.
But okay, we'll continue. Number six. Let's see. Be assertive, not too assertive. Don't get upset about things. Like we talked last week. Also, like getting upset at the waiter. Like the waiter is your best friend. He can ruin your whole date if you know.
Don't be impatient.
Exactly. If something's not going right, which is going to come into my number five point.
Yeah, don't act like you're trying to make the date go by as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Come on, food, right? Yeah. Eat, eat, eat.
Yeah, it goes along with not being pushy. Because, you know, you don't want to make it seem like you're the one running the date. It's supposed to be a fun environment. It's fun, like...
It's supposed to flow.
Yeah, it's supposed to flow. And you mentioned earlier, like... Well, this is going to go into number five. I'll just start, like, talking about number five.
Okay.
Have a backup plan for dates. If something doesn't go right, it's always good to have a backup plan for a date, because you never know. This has happened to me.
Might be canceled, or...
Or you might go to a restaurant and it's full, or something like that. Or closed, yeah. Like, this happened to me last Valentine's Day. I took a girl out, and we were going to go to this restaurant called Martini's. I didn't make a reservation, because it was sort of off the, like... I know, you can't make reservations. Good point. But, like, it was also, like, I found out within a week. So, I took her there, and it was like, hey, we don't have seats. So, like, I had to make a backup plan. But I already had one, so it was all right. So, see, that always works.
You might be able to be somebody who can think fast, though.
And that way, if you're someone who can't think fast, and you already are comfortable because you have your backup plan, you won't get all flustered, and you'll be like, oh. Well, we can go here.
Or you want to get angry.
Not to mention...
You don't want to get pissed off on the date. Like,
not to mention, it'll show that you're prepared. And, you know, if you're sitting there on a date and you're, like, fumbling around and thinking of things to do, I mean, the girl's going to be probably less likely to, you know... She's going to be like, okay, he's not ready to date me or something. So, just be prepared for things, I guess.
You can be creative.
Yeah. Well, that's my number four... That's my number four
okay.
tip. You
number
see,
four.
These are all running into each other.
Creative.
Be creative. I mean, like, think of ideas that, like, for dates, if, like, things she's interested in.
Yeah, if the restaurant doesn't work out, take her to Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Yeah. Well, and, like, I also put down, like,
go for
my notes. I also put down for my notes, like, you don't even have to go to a restaurant for your first date.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might even be weird to go to a restaurant if she's not the, like...
Talkative type.
Yeah.
But if you're both geeks, go play laser tag or something.
Yeah, laser tag is an awesome first date, let me tell you. I've played laser tag.
I've never done it.
And it's cool. And,
Go miniature golfing.
Miniature golfing's good. What else?
But then if the guy's competitive and gets all mad, that could be bad.
Yeah, if you're gonna go miniature golfing with a girl...
Yeah, don't go all out. Maybe let the other person win.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't bring your own putter and your own ball and all of that, because that is just too much.
Well, has this happened to you before?
I don't use course equipment.
It has happened to you before?
Yes, that it has.
Yeah, like,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The bowler that brings his own ball.
It's bound to happen.
On a date. His own shoes and the ball.
Yeah. It's like a putting place. Come on now. No, Shannon's probably done this before. His girlfriend's like, yeah. But, be creative. Like, take her to a concert or something. Like, if you know she likes a band. And or a park. A picnic. Oh.
Picnic would be awesome.
It's like, it's a cooperative effort from the ladies in the room. They like the picnic idea. So.
Or if you have money, say, let's go to Paris. Or
yeah.
That might be a little much and freaky.
No. We were talking about this.
Let's go skydive.
How cool would it be to take a girl, like, on a first date, like, fly her out to, like, New York for the weekend?
Yeah, just ask her out and say, like, what
you obviously, you'd have
and
to...
Say, be packed.
Obviously,
I would be hesitant.
Yeah, but if you knew the girl already, say, like, you knew the girl, and it was, like, one of those, like, hey, let's move this relationship on. Like, if you were friends already, and, like, how cool would it be to, like, take your, like,
I think it would be kind of cool, but it would be kind of... just awkward, because if it didn't go right, you'd be stuck in New York with them.
Yeah, you'd have to obviously know the person.
Yeah.
But you'd have to, like, do something really bad, I guess, if this is not going to go right.
Right.
Because if you, like, fly her out to New York and, like, pay for, like, an expensive restaurant and take her out to, like, a Broadway show or something like that.
Even for that, you have a backup plan. Like, if you can't get on a flight to Paris,
go to
New York.
Go to the Caribbean or something like that.
Yeah. See, that would be good.
Hop on the Amtrak.
Yeah, get on somewhere. That'd be cool. But, yeah, so be creative with dates.
Hot air balloon ride.
That's what I said, hot air balloon ride. That would be cool.
But beware, she's not afraid of heights.
Yeah, you might scare her to
death. She'll, like, hold you.
Cling on to
you. Yeah.
Be like, just hold on to me. It'll be all right. No.
It's all right. Okay. Number three, you want to open yourself up. You don't want to, like, sit there and be quiet, because if the girl's quiet and you're quiet, nothing's going to happen. It's going to be boring. So...
yeah, I guess we don't really have to say much about that one.
Yeah. I mean, if she sees you're willing to open up too, then she'll be more willing to open up.
Peer pressure.
Yeah, peer pressure. Alright. I'm going to refrain myself from cussing.
We have something to say?
Oh, that goes back to being inquisitive. That if you're asking them questions, you better answer questions too.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. See, these are all like intertwined and intermingled. I plan this out perfectly. All right.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Or if you just want to be crazy, like if you have any questions, just play truth or dare at the restaurant or something.
You know, that's always good, but some of the truths,
you
know.
Yeah.
Some of the dares.
You get kind of touchy with that.
Some of the dares I've had.
Dares could get a little risky too.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, be like, so if, you know, this if run, things go right tonight, what number will I be?
You know, this
87.
Kind of, this runs into my second to last point. Show your lighter side. You know, always, you know, have something. Don't try to be like the comedian on a date, because that probably wouldn't work too.
And it can get annoying.
It can get really annoying, yeah.
Yeah, don't be so nervous that you laugh at the end of everything that you say.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand people like that.
She's like, ah.
I have a teacher that's like that, where he could probably be talking about, yeah, my entire family died this weekend. Because he just laughs at the end of everything.
Man, it's kind of twisted.
Yeah, he just... Sorry.
Sorry.
I had to do the extreme example there.
But, like, share a funny experience. Like, if you had a bad first date before, like, you, that would be a good time to share, like, a bad first date experience with the person you're on the first date with. Because I think, you know, that'd be cool. So, what else is going on? Oh, my last point. Number one thing.
Pay attention.
Thank you. That would be a good one, yeah.
That would be a good idea.
My number one thing, like, leave her impressed or something to think about, you know? Because if you're going to be on a first date, obviously, if you told her everything and she knows who you are, and, you know, it's not, she's not going to want to find out more about you.
Leave her intrigued.
That's what I was trying to say. I couldn't think about it. Yeah, girls like some mystery or something.
Definitely like the mystery.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't be like cloak and dagger, you know, like hiding behind in the shadows sort of mystery. This is like, you know, give her something to think about for next time. And so she calls you, you know. That'd be always good. And, like, also, like, kind of, you know, going with impressed or, like, I don't know, walk her to the door, maybe. Just, like, little things like that at the end of the date would work nice, you know, to make her remember you. Like, don't even, like, try to, like, kiss her on the first date. Like, kiss her on the hand. If you, like, obviously want to, you know.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Shows respect.
Or, like, on the cheek or something. You know, don't go for it, because you'll have more chances if you hit it off. So, don't try to high five.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
No high fives.
Or down low. Or
unless she's, like, the type of girl that's, you know, going to smack you on the ass and say, get in the game, you know what I mean?
No. Yeah, but at the end of a date, you just don't give a high five to a girl.
That's don't, like, say goodbye and wave. That's just a little awkward as well.
That would be kind of awkward.
I had that problem too.
Wow. I'm sorry.
It's alright.
That's, you know, like, pass out this, like, radio show to all these guys.
I really do.
Okay. We're doing pretty good. Alright. I'm going to segue into the next thing, and I found out my article of the week that I found.
We do number one?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. It's totally spaced out on that one.
Get back with it.
Now, back in the game.
For those of you who haven't ever heard the show before, because I know there's some first-time listeners.
Yeah,
out
we
there.
Got like 12 people listening right now.
And that's amazing. Yeah, her friends are listening too.
Okay, I'll give a shout-out to your friends then.
Yeah. You can. Hey, you have a mic. You can give a shout-out to them, you know. Okay, well, yeah, that's it, the shout-outs, yeah. Dating tips. This is my article for the week, And every week I do a look up an article and like read about it and stuff, and then I like talk about it online. And the article I found was How to Overcome Shyness in Approaching Women. And this article was by David D'Angelo. And he had some good points. And his basic thing was go out to the mall for a day by yourself. If you're the kind of guy that is scared of talking to women and like you have a problem initiating conversation and stuff, this is kind of basically for you. He said, go out to the mall for alone for a day and walk around like to each of the stores. Talk to the women in each of the stores. They'll always come up to you, like if especially, you know, if they work there. This is aimed to the people that work at these stores. You know, have the girls, they're going to come up to you and be like, hey, can I help you with something? Like, he says, most times they'll say something like, can I help you find something? And his reply, his idea was, instead of saying yes, you could just, you know, just a simple yes and starting a conversation from there. You could say, yes, that would be great. I'm looking for joy, peace, and a rich girlfriend. Do you have any of those here? And, like, you know, it kind of sounds corny, but honestly, if after a while, if you get used to, like, saying the corniest thing ever, when you go and actually talk to a girl and, like, you're not being corny, it's going to sound more natural to you, and you're going to get over that shyness sort of thing. And that's kind of what he's trying to get at. And,
So, Eric, listen up.
So, when you, like, I would honestly recommend somebody to go do this. I think I'm going to try this, because I have nothing to lose, and I just want to see how it works.
You're very shy.
I know. But I just want to see what it's like. He says, basically, do it with a straight face, like a comedian would, you know? Don't, like, bust out laughing, be like, ha-ha, I'm looking for peace and joy and a rich girlfriend. But, like, you know, just say, like, be sincere about it. And, like, most times, if you say that, a girl's gonna laugh. I mean, like, if you were working in a store.
I did work retail.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'd have random guys come up to me. Just, I think they were bet to do that or something. But, yeah, it just, I mean, you're working anyway, so it's nice to have something light come up and talk to you and...
Exactly. So these girls aren't going to care. They're not going to. You're not going to see them after the end of the day, anyhow. Obviously, because they're, you know, you're at a mall, unless you know some girl, which, you know, that happens too. But they're not going to care. They're obviously going to find it funny. After you do it 10 or 20 times, think about what happened. Like, think about all the experiences that you had throughout the store that day, and like the conversations that you had with people, and how they like went on, and like how they. I guess, continued on from that conversation and, like, see how many times you got rejected or just, like, you know, shunned away. Obviously, you're going to have good success because I think this works and I would recommend it to anybody that's shy. Because, yeah, Adam's ADD over here with the blinds, but...
Like, so hot here.
He's like, oh, it's the blinds.
It's hot in her. I'm gonna open up the window.
So, and then he says, it continues on in the article. He's talking about, after you've worked on that, then walk into more stores. And this time around, instead of her being the one initiating the conversation, make eye contact, like, with one of the store, like, girls. Just, like, look at her, and then she'll either look away or come to you and, like, ask what's going on. And that'll also help you with, you know, approaching girls, too, because you, I don't know. Yeah, well, you'll be able to, I mean, they're not going to act bad if they catch you looking at them. And, like, if you have eye contact with them, and then you go on to, like, asking them a question, like, especially, be like, hey, I need a female's advice. You don't even have to, like, say anything geeky. Just be like, hey, I saw you there. That can I have a female's perspective on, like, something? Like, this cologne, what do you think?
And generally, they will be more than happy to help you because they're working with women probably all day, which gets boring.
Exactly.
So being able to talk to a guy every once in a while can be fun.
So practicing only, you know, works on confidence, and it'll get you around the whole confidence thing a lot easier. The more you go around to stores, the easier it's going to get, you'll see, to talk to people. Because you honestly have nothing to lose. I don't think you have nothing to lose. I mean...
You're probably never going to see him again.
Exactly.
And if you do, oh well, so...
Like, I don't know, you're practicing, you know, you're going to... You might get rejected, or... You're going to have a really, you know, a really positive outcome here, which, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and if you get rejected by the store clerk girl, it doesn't matter. She's a store clerk girl. Think about it. So, if you're honestly shy, I want people to go do this. If you're listening to the show and you're a shy guy and you want to learn how to overcome shyness, this would be a good way. And just go up to the girl and be like, if she says, hi, can I help you find something? You can be like, yeah, I'm looking for joy, peace, and a rich girlfriend, or like a hot girlfriend, or something like that. And say it with a straight face. And I have a story to share about this, kind of, too. Like, I was buying some things at Bath & Body Works. And I'm, like, sitting there. I didn't know what to buy, because I don't shop at Bath & Body Works too often. Whatever, shut up, guys. And so we're sitting there, and I was... Adam, you were with me.
Yeah, I went with him.
He didn't want to go in.
Oh, it doesn't bother me to go in. I just...
Yeah,
I'll go into any store, it doesn't matter.
I'm not scared to go into stores. But, but I was, like, sitting there, I didn't know what to buy, and I'm, like, talking to the girl that was helping me out, and she's like, what are you looking for? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm looking for this product, and she's like, well, we have this whole wall of these, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, how about this? I'm like, if I were, oh, okay, well, I'll explain it easier. I was going to buy some massage oils. You laugh, don't laugh. You're laughing at me, don't worry. Okay, so I'm sitting there talking to...
And Shannon's making a face at you.
The eyebrow raise, that's all it is.
I was doing nothing, don't worry. So, alright, I'm going to continue.
What were you planning on doing?
Nothing.
By yourself or somebody else?
Alright, so I'm sitting there, and I like look at her, and I'm like, alright, I'm like... She's like, which one of these do you want? Like, you know what you want? I'm like, well, you know, I've never shopped for these before, but I'm like, I looked at her and I said, how about if I was to massage you right now, I'm like, what would you want me to massage you with? And she like looked at me, she's like, wow, yeah. She like looked at me, she's like, wow, I've never had that asked to me before. She's like, I don't know what to say. She's like, well, probably this one. And she like grabbed one. And, like,
a random one?
Yeah, no, I don't know. She said she liked it because she gave some explanation. And I don't know.
Whichever one gave her the highest
case. Not that I would know, but, you know. I don't remember. It's like eucalyptus something. It's like relaxation.
She gave you the one that she can get the highest commission off of.
Yeah, probably. She's like, here, I like this one. It's $40. So. But, yeah, so I've done this before. Like, I've gone up to girls and hit on them in stores that have, like, helped me out. At the Buckle, too. I've done that at the Buckle. Yeah, there's... I did that at Yonkers with Laura. I've done that at other girls. So, honestly, this is a good way to go out and overcome the shyness. So, yeah, that was basically wrapping up the show right there. We still got like 6 minutes or like 7 minutes.
Yeah, we got about 7 minutes. So it's time for shadow.
Shadows. Hey, wait, hold on. We got like, let me check the.
Never mind.
At the end of the show, we're checking.
Oh, we did get some messages.
Something about drinking. Not only weight difference, you will see your face clear up when you stop drinking soda. Oh, he was talking about...
Oh, he's saying that if you stop drinking soda, your complexion will clear up?
Yeah.
Perhaps. I've read lots of things about, you know, the... Well, you can stop to... Like, I've heard stop eating chocolate, stop eating junk, and... like, I read once in Men's Health that said stop masturbating.
We got a message from a listener that says, hey, I've got problems with shyness as well. I think you should maybe cover the topic of date ending. It's a major stress issue for me. So next time we'll cover like how to end a date.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, we'll do that.
Many ways, the good and the bad.
And then I also got one that says, I don't look like I'm 12, so thank you. I know I don't look like I'm 12. I look like I'm 13. No, but... So, yeah, that was a decent shout-out. It was relaxing.
Okay, we can start shout-outs down there.
Yeah, start out shout-outs.
She made a funny face.
Laura.
I think that means that she doesn't want to shout-out.
Just like, shout-out people.
All right, I'm going to have to go with a shout-out to my roommate who's listening, Cassie. Thanks for paying attention. And Belle. I'm going to study textiles with them right after this. Perkins, so anyone, come join us. It'll be a good time.
Ooh.
Late night Perkins.
Thing. Oh, yeah. Our fix.
Hey, wait. How is this helping your goal for the month?
Be- Yeah, because remember how I said I haven't. You have to start it. See, yeah, I've been attempting to start it since the beginning of the year.
Yeah. So this is a good time to do it. The end of the month, you're coming back on the show, and you're going to tell us how it worked out.
Dang it. Okay. All right. Fine. Yeah, so I'll do it.
Start tonight.
So instead of ordering.
Tomorrow.
No, don't start tonight. And if you don't order the French fries.
I won't. I'll get breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get the 12 eggs in the...
Get a good nice omelet with no yolk. Nice white
two
omelet.
Egg combo. It's
and,
okay.
And remove the yolk. With no cheese, just an egg.
Exactly.
And drink water with it.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Oh, jeez. Nobody's really listening, but I'll shout out to my mom. Okay. What's up, Mom?
Yeah, we have 13 people listening right now, and we get almost, like, last, like...
We have, like, hundreds of downloads.
Yeah, we've had, like, over at least 250 downloads of each show each week.
Well, jeez, everybody that's listening right now, hey, big shout-out to you guys. You know, it's cool you're listening. And anybody that's going to download this, hey, we know what we're talking about, so...
And we were thinking about making it so you can't access the site on Saturday night.
Yeah, we were thinking about taking the whole site down on Saturday nights. Because if you're looking at our website on Saturday, you're doing something wrong. You need to be out and looking at girls. Or guys, if you're a girl.
Out
talking to people
else
at the mall.
And if you don't do that, we're going to take it down on Friday night, too.
Yeah. If we start seeing major hits on Friday, Saturday nights, we know where to look.
Yeah, we're watching that stuff.
Yeah, and we have your IP.
We'll track you down.
Yeah.
And shout out to the .gov hits that we're getting.
Yeah, .gov. I think we're up to, like...
The people from the government agencies.
Last time I checked, I think we're at 29 different countries.
I'm like checking you to make sure you're not doing dead things.
Yeah, we've had hits from... Yeah, massage oil.
Yeah, you're investigating for that massage oil thing.
It happens. Yeah, but I think last time I checked, we were getting hits from about 29 different countries. So, it's up from last time. And, I'm gonna give my shout-out, so. I'm gonna give my shout-out to my mom. She always listens. My mom's an avid listener. Yeah, you wanna give a shout-out to my mom? Laura, my Laura mom's... Wait, Mom Laura says hi. And, my brother, he's studying. He's still single.
You're still single?
He's okay. Still single. He's still my brother single. Says hi, Laura. Yeah, he does. He's like, oh, Laura's there. He's like, say hi. Let's see who else. Oh, my cousins and stuff in Arizona that are listening. Like my aunts and uncles that are listening. My whole family's listening. Yeah, this is awesome. And I'm gonna shout out Majestic.
Yeah, I was gonna do that if you didn't.
I'm shouting out Majestic because he's the man. He's always listening to our show and giving us tips and stuff. Okay. I want to shout out to one more thing. Every week we put pictures up on our website of, like, the next show. And I'm taking those pictures from people at deviantart.com. And these people are nice enough to let us use their art and stuff. So I'm going to give a shout out to those people. And that's about it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to 813 again. Give a shout out to Kizzle. Give a shout out to Bland Inquisitor and Dual Parallel and Stink Dog. And who else? Shout out to Winter Mute. Give a shout out to Nikolai who's not here.
Yeah, Nikolai.
Shout out to Eric.
Dude, before we end the show, I posted. There's prizes. We gotta talk about the prizes.
Alright, well, after your shout out. Shout out to my number one fan again.
Yeah, you know who she is.
Yeah, she knows who she is.
I just want to also give a shout out to the sororities that are listening tonight. Because we have two in attendance that are listening. From my old college and from this college, so shout out to those ladies. I have a way of making friends with sorority girls. So now
prizes.
Yeah, exactly. But before we end the show, I talked about prizes for upcoming for like the end of the month. We're gonna do a thing this month. At the end of this month, we're gonna take all the emails and stories and everything that we've gotten and responses from people. And we're going to put them in a big pool, and we're just going to pick a name or an email, and we're going to send you guys a prize. So if you're listening, send your emails to geekloveradio@gmail.com. And the more mail we get, the more chances you have, you know, of getting a prize. And we're going to have, like, cool prizes, too. Not like, hey, you're going to win a piece of paper or, like, our old Playboy magazine or something. But, like... it's going to be, we're going to make up a whole line of Geek Love Radio clothing.
Yep. Geek Love Radio hoodies.
Yeah, we're going to come up with a whole bunch of stuff by the end of the month. So, we're going to be giving away a whole bunch of prizes and stuff. So, keep listening. Keep sending your stuff. And, that's about it. I'm done, if you're done.
All right, well, what day is the next week's show?
Oh, let me check. Hold on. The 11th.
Okay, so we will see everybody on the 11th again.
Have fun. Have a good weekend. Practice. Go to the mall. Practice on unknowing women.
Okay.
That sounded kind of weird.
So let's end it on that.
All right. No, I don't want to end it on that. I'm joking.
All right. Well, for Geek Love Radio, this is Adam.
And this is Richard.
And this is Shannon.
Peace.
We'll see you next week.
Later.
Later.